people ask what's the most eco-friendly thing you can do for a shop, and that's the whole Patagonia philosophy. The most eco-friendly thing to do is buy vintage, you know, like rebuy stuff that's already produced. And that's why, like, I'm stoked on the vintage apparel market, because people are like thrifting, throwbacks are fashionable, and that's great. I mean, the most eco-friendly shop is a shop that is like not mass producing. They're producing only what the industry calls for. People are moving away from the model of like mass producing when they're doing like short campaigns, you know. They'll still produce volume, but they're not going to do 5,000-10,000 pieces if it's a limited campaign. They'd rather do shorter runs and turn them quicker. What I'm saying is not necessarily like the standard overall, but it's the pattern that I'm starting to recognize more and more of. And it makes sense. As much as I hate to say that, it does make sense.
If somebody wants for their family reunion, they're not going to go buy 50 new shirts.
Yeah.
It's a different...
For sure. But here's the thing is like, it does, I think, affect the industry. It doesn't really affect our business yet, because if you have 7 outfits in a week, and you're using like vintage or throwback stuff, and you're not buying a new wardrobe every single day or every other day, like there's still a lot of apparel that's being produced. But what I have the biggest problem with is like, you have thrifters or vintage like industry folks that like that retro style, but they're buying like big box brands that are doing throwbacks. So it's like, even if it's a niche market, people that are thrifters and into buying like old 90s collections, go to a thrift store and get those, because they're already produced. You know what I mean?
Makes sense. Don't go
buy it new,
sure,
brand new, because then you're just investing back into that overabundance. And like eventually, I don't think that necessarily hurts our business, you know? There's still trends and there's still things that we're gonna be producing on big and low scales, but it's just telling people to be like conscious about their purchasing habits, and you don't have to buy the next best thing every single time. If you want to be fashionable, do some 90s throwback stuff that's already in the market. Don't buy something brand new and replicate old vintage.